It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joining now, the chairman himself of the Republican National Committee, Chairman Michael Whatley. Mr. Chairman, great to see you here in Pennsylvania.
It is good to be here. It is good to be here.
Protecting the vote, fighting for voter integrity, means a lot to people that you showed up tonight.
Well, it really does. Look, you think about what is it going to take to win this election? It's going to boil down to two things. You got to get out the vote. You got to protect the ballot. It is all about election integrity. I think that, we are living with a candidate right now who is a turnout machine. We're getting more and more and more excitement every single day from folks who want to sign up on Trump 447 and get involved in our grassroots efforts to get out the vote. But we also got to make sure we're protecting that ballot. The election integrity issues are so huge. And we want to make sure that we're in the room when the votes are being cast and the votes are being counted. And we can't do that by ourselves. I've got an amazing staff, 300-400 people around the country. That's not enough. I need 5,000 people in Pennsylvania alone. We need 100,000 across the country. We've got 175,000 that have signed up so far, which is fantastic. But, we need more here in Pennsylvania. We want to get them to sign up on protectthevote.com. We want to get them trained, and we want to make sure that we get them deployed on Election Day to be in the room.
This is a nonstop effort. This is the battle right here.
This is the battle. And I always say I would rather have a police car parked in front of a storefront window than call them after a rock gets thrown through it. And so there's a real effort to make sure that we're there, but also to be very visible with it. We want to let people know. I think on the Republican side, there's a lot of people who are like, well, if my vote's not going to count because they're going to cheat, why should I go vote?
Yeah.
If we have 1% of Republicans in Pennsylvania say they're not going to go vote because of that, we will lose.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have no shot at getting, Dave McCormick across the line or our congressionals or anything else up and down the ticket. That is such a critical messaging component for us, is to say, hey, your vote's going to count. We're going to protect the ballot. The sanctity of your vote is going to be protected. The flip side, if you're going to cheat or you're going to help somebody else cheat, you need to know it's not a free cheat anymore. We're going to find you. We're going to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. And I think that deterrent effect is very real. And so we're going to be getting as much messaging out about as we can on what we're doing. But right now, the grassroots have absolutely signed up, and they're coming. And we feel really good about this national program.
I'm so glad you said that about if people don't show up to vote, we could lose by 1%. It's that close. And even just Friday, I was doing a remote broadcast, and somebody came up to me and said, how do I know my vote's going to count? Are they going to try to steal it? I'm so worried about that. And I said, they are not going to let anything be take for chance. So you shouldn't take anything for chance either. What I mean by that is, don't wait till Election Day to vote. Get out there soon and cast your ballot, because we got to make sure that that vote gets in. So, you guys aren't leaving anything up for chance when it comes to voter integrity and protecting the vote. And we have to do our part as voters to make sure we don't leave anything to chance, but we get a flat tire on the way home on Election Day or something and you can't vote, because this election is going to be that close.
And if you have any questions about how important Pennsylvania is and how close it's going to be, look at where the first debate is tomorrow night.
Yeah, right. Right.
The entire political universe is focused on Pennsylvania. And the Keystone State is really the Keystone, right? You think about every single issue set that matters for the American voters, and it's inflationary spending, it's high energy costs, the national security issues that are out there, the fact that Pennsylvania is now a border state. You're a microcosm on every issue that really truly matters, but you're also a microcosm in terms of, the percentage of the state that's Republican, that's Democrat, that's independent, the part of the state that's white, that's black, that's Hispanic. Geopolitically, you guys are a microcosm for the entire country. Mm-hmm. And so, what happens here is going to influence whatever happens everywhere else. That's why the entire political universe is focused on Pennsylvania this week. So, yeah, I think just for all of your listeners, we need you. You know, we need you to go to Trump Force 47, sign up and help get out the vote. We need you to go to protectthevote.com and sign up to help protect the ballot.
Mr. Chairman, when you think about the idea of voter integrity, and you think about, you got mail-in ballots, you got early in-person voting, you got day of election voting, poll watchers, when somebody says I could be a poll watcher, what do you need them to do?
Well, first thing, we're going to get them in. We're going to get them trained, right? And that's what we're doing here tonight. And the training is this is what a polling location looks like under normal circumstances, you know, and hopefully that when we have these observers in place and we have good poll workers and, you know, everything goes smooth, it's a very boring job. You just watch people come in, you know, they're going to get a ballot, they're going to vote, and they're going to leave, you know, and if that all goes to plan, then that's really not a high stress situation. But if we all of a sudden start seeing people who are not registered and they're arguing and they're fighting and all of a sudden they get a ballot, or if they're registered in a different precinct and they're not supposed to be here and they get a ballot, or somebody comes in with them and is helping them vote, or things along those lines that are specific issues that can be remedied, how do you flag it? You know, how do you raise your hand? How do you say, hey, this is a problem, and get it to the people that can fix that, right? And we are recruiting hundreds of attorneys all across the state as well to make sure that we have attorneys that can get there very quickly if there is, you know, some type of an issue that's taking place. And, you know, we're not expecting necessarily anything to go wrong. We just want to make sure that it doesn't.
Yes, the presence, though, is why probably nothing will go wrong. That having the presence of people there. So to that point, then, if you really want to save your country, this is your opportunity to help out and volunteer. You can do this. You can put your money where your mouth is instead of just sitting back and going, I got you. Blah, blah. No, you can actually sign up, be part of this, and do your part to help ensure we have a very fair election.
Yeah, when I was the state chair in North Carolina right after 2020, I had these palm cards printed up, and it had a QR code on it. And so anytime somebody would come to me about election integrity and say the election was stolen, I'd hand them the palm card, and I'd say, sign up. Sign up. You've got to help me do something about this. Otherwise, you're just shouting at a TV.
Right.
And I know how important this is. I've given thousands of speeches across the country about election integrity. I've had thousands of meetings. And it doesn't matter if I'm talking to a donor, if I'm talking to a grassroots activist, if I'm talking to elected officials. The number one thing that comes up in every single conversation is election integrity. And are we going to be able to stop cheating? Are we going to be able to protect the ballot? That's why when President Trump asked me to be the national chair, the number one thing I told him we were going to do is build this program. It's our first ever national election integrity program. And I'm excited. We've got 175,000 people across the country
that
have already signed up.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're in a great position to be there in every precinct. You know, I want to be there anytime
every
the vote is
precinct.
Cast. I think it's important for us to be able to have a presence there.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at a city like Pittsburgh, you look at a city like Harrisburg or Philadelphia, you know, these are big blue cities. I want to make sure that we've got eyes and ears on those on the, what's going on in those cities.
Listen, I'm so glad you're here. It means a lot. It says a lot that the chairman himself joined us here tonight in Pennsylvania, Michael Whatley. So thank you, my friend. It's great to see you as always. Keep up the good work. And I'm excited to be part of this event with you tonight here in Pennsylvania.
Well, we really appreciate you.
On our way to victory.
Definitely appreciate your listeners.
Thank you. Chairman Michael Whatley of the Republican National Committee. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And obviously, I recorded that interview with him last night at the event that we were at, the Protect the Vote Integrity event that we were doing in Pennsylvania. So great, good. You know, glad that they're making Pennsylvania such an important part of this. It makes me very, very happy. And we're doing our part, absolutely, to make sure it works. All right, we got a lot to chat about. You know, I was thinking about the fact that Eric Swalwell has lost it over the Trump meme with him holding a duck and a cat, and how he lost it over this. And he did. He lost his freaking mind. So Swalwell, the tutor, we're going to play that for you. But Elise Stefanik just savaged the LoveGov, the nursing home killer, Andrew Cuomo. Good chance to plug the fact that she's going to be on the show tomorrow. That's right. What time tomorrow, Matt DeSantis?
3:30.
3:30 p.m., Congresswoman Elise Stefanik will be on the show with us tomorrow. So she went after the LoveGov, the nursing home killer, today, as he's on Capitol Hill right now, doing his old, hey, you know, yeah, I mean, I was just trying to do what I could, but no, it doesn't work. And I got a couple clips for you. So first of all, Cuomo immediately attempts to shift blame for his complete mismanagement of COVID and the countless deaths under his failed policy. Remember what that policy was? It was, if you have COVID, we're going to keep you in a nursing home and we're going to put you around other people and get those other people sick too. That's why New York State had the highest nursing home death count in the country. And meanwhile, Cuomo's out there writing a book. He's got his New York Stinks hand sanitizer, which was done by prison labor. He had literally prisoners making his hand sanitizer for him during the pandemic. He wrote his poster. This is me scaling the mountain, showing how we can overcome everything. And he's so full of it, this guy. And ultimately, his downfall would be not the nursing homes, which it should have been, but the downfall would be the fact that he was groping women with, and that's also worthy of a downfall, don't get me wrong, but that's ultimately what brought him down. He wants back. Make no mistake about it. Cuomo wants back. He's not over yet. His political story is not over. His comeback tour is not over. So anyway, here is Cuomo trying to shift the blame for being the nursing home killer, cut one.
Thank you. First, to the families of the victims here today and across the country, I am sorry for your loss, and I believe you are owed an apology because this country should have done better. There is no reason why we lost 1.2 million people, more than any country on the globe, when we have the most sophisticated medical system. This committee must deliver real answers so it never happens again, and I am here today to help in that mission. As you know, New York was hit first and worst by COVID through no fault of its own. I did daily briefings and millions listened in because they wanted, no, because they needed information and guidance. And yes, I often vehemently disagreed with President Trump because from day one, he willfully deceived the American people, denying COVID's very real threat, telling us that it was like the flu, it would go away by Easter, it was a Democratic hoax, use Clorox. And his lies and denials delayed our response, let the virus spread, and this country never caught up.
Let's think about that for a moment, shall we? Trump puts in a China ban, a ban on travel from China, and what happens? The Democrats all scream that he's racist. And then what they do is they go to Chinatown. Do you remember this in Philadelphia when Mayor Jim Kenney and Helen Gim, the congresswoman, went to Chinatown and they had dumplings? They had dim sum. I remember this. And she wore a button back then that said, I am not a virus. What did the vampiric one Nancy Pelosi do? Well, I mean, she's not afraid of pandemics. I mean, she's been around the plague, like literally the bubonic plague. Those were great times for her back then. What did she do back then? She marched in the Chinese New Year parade in San Francisco. All to say that Donald Trump was a racist for putting a ban in travel from China. All right. And then Cuomo's out there doing his daily briefings. Yeah, we get it. And use Clorox. Everybody recommends you use Clorox to disinfect surfaces and your hands when it comes to a pandemic or even just a freaking cold. But this is what the guy does. He tries to obfuscate, try to say it's not him, try to say it's somebody else's fault, not his fault, somebody else's fault, not his. I did daily briefings and everybody watched my briefings and I would go on with my lesser brother and I would talk about how Ma liked my meatballs better. He's there because he put people in nursing homes. Trump didn't put anybody in Andrew Cuomo's nursing homes. Andrew Cuomo did that. Okay, the nursing home killer did that. Trump didn't do that. But remember what the left did when he put in the ban on travel from China. They lost their mind and called him a racist. And they said that he was mean to Chinese people. And they defended China. And the very same people on the left, long after the virus had been something that we could manage, become something we could manage, kept people locked down. And Cuomo kept people locked down in nursing homes. So here's Congresswoman Elise Stefanik blasting Cuomo for his deadly nursing home policy, and then trying to shift the culpability and trying to blame Donald Trump. Cut two.
Thank you, Chairman Winstrup. Today is long overdue. And just as a reminder for the public tuning in, we are here today on behalf of the over 15,000 vulnerable seniors in nursing homes who died because of Governor Cuomo's fatal executive order on March 25th, damning them to this horrible fate, including constituents in my district and every congressional district in New York State. I also want to recognize the families and advocates who have been working tirelessly on behalf of their loved ones amidst this grief, who have been smeared, attacked, and denigrated by Governor Cuomo and his most senior aides. Let me begin first. After months of inquiry and investigation, we now know irrefutably what New Yorkers have known for years, that Governor Cuomo himself and his most senior aides ordered, directed, and executed this deadly executive order counter to CMS and CDC guidance. Our investigation also reveals, a bipartisan investigation, that the disgraced former governor and his top aides were caught covering up their culpability and guilt to selfishly save their shredded reputations.
Good for her. Good for her for saying that it was Cuomo and his executive order, because that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. He's the one that sentenced them to the nursing home deaths, not Trump. Trump didn't do that. These people, man, with the way that they try to dodge any accountability whatsoever, it's pathetic. Then she unleashed on Governor Cuomo for refusing to apologize for his disastrous nursing home policy while he negotiated a book deal. That book deal. Remember the book deal? Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, I'm going to write a bestseller. It's going to be huge. It was not huge, by the way. The book was a complete failure. But anyway, take a listen.
What period of time were you negotiating for your book deal?
Congresswoman, if there is a fact in what you said...
No, I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you a question. What dates did you negotiate for your book deal? That is the question before you today.
I'm answering a question that
you asked. No. The question that I asked...
My testimony says, during that time, did you have any discussions with the executive chamber regarding the need for guidance?
That's not the testimony I'm referring to.
Not that I recall.
Absolutely was the answer.
Not that I recall.
Governor... Absolutely. You're throwing your staff under the bus. You are culpable for this. My question to you is, when were you negotiating for your multi-million dollar advance deal for your book as seniors were dying in nursing homes?
Also,
that is the question in front of you.
You can't make up facts, Congresswoman.
You're the one making up facts. You're the one who undercounted nursing home deaths. You're the one who I want to ask right now. You apologize today, but there are families sitting here. I want you to turn around, look them in the eye, and apologize, which you have. Have failed to do. Will you do it?
This is not about political theater.
No, this is about accountability.
Why did 1.2 million Americans die? Why did more Americans die than any country on the globe?
No. You're the former governor who's disgraced under oath.
No. Lie to
this
the
executive
of
order was
States.
Under your name. It was counter to CDC
Why
and
did you
CMS.
Let President Trump lie.
This is about those seniors, Governor.
You were
they deserve
for Vice
to hear from you in
you
the eye that you apologize that you
first.
Were negotiating for a multi-million dollar book deal. It is a disgrace. There is a reason why you were the former governor of New York State, and you will never hold elected office again. I yield back.
Boom. Good. Good for her. She'll be on the show tomorrow, so I'm excited to talk to her about that. But great. Look, it was Cuomo's executive order. It was Cuomo who did it. All right. He's the nursing home killer. Bottom line. And yes, that is a great nickname for him. No doubt about it. He is. I have another cut I'm going to play for you from Representative Nicole Malliotakis from New York State as well. We'll get to that in just a moment. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here today. We got a lot to get to. Big show still to come. It's debate night in America. Are you excited? Are you fired up? And hey, the phone lines are open. If you think you have an idea of what the kill shot could be tonight from the Harris campaign, from Kamala Harris against Trump, let me know. I want to hear from you. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Debate night in America. You fired up. You excited? I'm excited. The only question is cigar and bourbon during the debate or not? That's the only question. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter. At Rich Zeoli, thanks for being here. Oh, you know, there's another hearing going on in Capitol Hill. This one's about the idea of making sure that illegal immigrants can't vote. I know, shocking, right? Just let them rip the heads off ducks and mind their own business. But they should not be able to vote. And this is a big thing. So they have the SAVE Act, which would ensure that only American citizens can vote. Sounds pretty basic, doesn't it? And that's the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Mary Gay Scanlon is a Democrat from Pennsylvania. She represents the 5th Congressional District, not far from here. And Mary Gay Scanlon, use the opportunity today, because Democrats don't like the idea of making sure that only American citizens can vote. They don't like that idea because it would make it harder to, cheat, right? So they don't want to do anything. Anything that makes it harder to vote or only makes it so that it's more difficult to cheat, they want nothing, no part of that whatsoever. So they fight it. And then they do the usual thing. So you turn around and you say, how about this? How about since the law says that you have to be an American citizen to vote, we actually make sure that the states enforce that. It's nothing new. It's nothing novel. The law already says you have to be an American citizen to vote in this country. Let's actually have the states actually enforce that. What do you think? She's not having anything to do with it because she loves. And then if you support that idea, you're racist. So if you think that only American citizens should vote in the presidential election or in a federal election, because Congress has no control over local elections, obviously. But when it comes to federal elections, if you think that only an American citizen should be able to vote, that's racist. All right, so here's what she said today regarding the SAVE Act. Take a listen.
And the SAVE Act and this hearing are part of that propaganda campaign. We've seen time and time again here in Congress and in state legislatures across the country that bills combating non-citizen voting are really about politics, not policy. These bills are not rooted in reality, but are instead widely used to stoke anti-immigrant fear and hatred. Now they're being used to sow distrust in our elections as well.
So you got it? It's fear and it's racist and blah, 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 blah. Lebo on Twitter says Trump put that ship, the Comfort, in New York Harbor. Cuomo didn't use it because Trump sent it. The giant military medical camp in New York, Cuomo didn't use it because Trump authorized it. Cuomo is a self-centered grifter who doesn't care who he hurts. Steve Cohn said, Elise Stefanik is a treasure. Can she become speaker in the near future, or will she run as a senator? And Sharon Kay says, I despise Cuomo, but the New York Stinks skit was one of your best. I will say that back then during the pandemic, and it was COVID, and we were in mornings, and it was the most depressing time in the world to be on radio. But we did have a lot of fun at Cuomo's expense, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. No, Carrie, I have not checked out on checking Twitter. Just trying to multitask here. We got a lot of breaking news all around us. Breaking news all around us. All right? So we're trying to get all over it. And Matt DeSantis' favorite member of Congress, Eric Swalwell, lost his mind today. Lost his freaking mind over a meme. So there's a meme on the internet. So the idea is that these illegal immigrants in places are, well, they're eating pets. Okay? I don't judge if you eat a pet. Not my thing, but I don't judge. I'm not gonna disparage somebody's culture. If another culture, it's like bats. You eat bats, I'm not gonna say you're a bad person. Just make sure you cook it all the way through so we don't have another global pandemic. If you eat a cat, look, I'm not a judgy guy. Some people put pineapple on a pizza. I think that's worse. But the allegation is that these illegal Haitian immigrants are here in the country and they're stealing people's pets and they are ripping the heads off ducks. Now, it's being said by the people who are out there. I don't think it's the kind of thing you just make up. I don't think anybody sits around and goes, I'm going to create a conspiracy theory today that illegal Haitian immigrants are just going and stealing cats. Like, they're coming out at meetings and they're talking about these things at meetings and they're mentioning these things at meetings. In fact, we have one of the guys, Matt, who spoke at a meeting in Colorado. Is this Colorado or is this? No, this is Springfield, Ohio, right?
Yes, Springfield, Ohio.
And this guy's name is what? Andrew Harris.
Anthony Harris.
Anthony Harris. So here's Anthony Harris. He's a young guy. He's an influencer. And I don't know why he'd make this up. I mean, he's not the only one saying it either. I don't know what would make somebody just go out there and start making this up. But this is what he said. Take a listen.
All right. I'm 28 years old, and I'm a social media influencer, and I just be on TikTok and stuff. I do YouTube. I think it's, like, kind of odd that, like, a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets, and I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits, and, like, and I'm getting out here every day, and I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there in suits or something. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into... they flipping cars in the middle of the street. I don't know how, like, y'all can be comfortable with this. Like, I don't know, like, who's getting paid from this. I feel like, I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. They dropping, they, you got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me tonight, FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really need, like, that really need something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to, like, seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here, because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, y'all get the Highway State Patrol down here every week, and then y'all get like a task force for the Highway State Patrol, and they look for guns and they look for dope.
Can I ask you a question? Matt DeSantis, you're a smart guy. Who comes up with, if he's making this up, who makes up the idea that people are coming and ripping the heads off ducks?
It's also worth noting that this hearing was from August 27th. So this was, you know, what, 2 weeks ago? It was before any of this went viral on social media.
Right.
Which leads me to believe that he's telling the truth.
Because you don't just make something like that up. I mean, I've been around ponds. I've seen ducks. I don't just sit there and go, ooh, I'm going to come up with this great conspiracy theory that people are coming and ripping their heads off. Like, it just, nobody does that. No one ever just thinks of that. There's always those situations in life where I go, oh, man, I wish I thought of that. Like, I wish I thought of it. At no point do I go, I wish I thought of the idea that people are coming and ripping the heads off ducks. Because it's such a great idea to just spread that conspiracy theory. And stealing pets. So there's a meme out there of Trump holding a duck and a cat. Now, I don't know who created the meme originally, and I don't really care. And I don't think it's necessarily going to be the deciding factor in the election. However, I do think with all the chaos in this country right now, every little bit of chaos matters. So the Arizona Republican Party put up a billboard that says, it's like, eat less kittens or something, vote Republican. And there's this meme of Trump holding a duck and a cat. And whoever made it, either way, Eric Swalwell lost his freaking mind today on Capitol Hill. Did you watch this meltdown, DeSantis?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm excited.
Oh, it is. I mean, you got to even watch the visual, too. He's like slamming the desk. He's putting his hand over his head. He's shaking his head. He can't believe this meme of Trump with the duck and the cat. And there's now a meme of him holding his hand on his head with the picture of Trump and the cat and the duck behind him. And people are saying, caption this. It's fantastic. We may have to do our own caption contest on this. So there's the audio aspect of this, and then there's the Swalwell physically losing his mind as well. And I bet you he got so upset he probably ripped a giant one in the middle of all this. You want to bet? Guarantee it. Guarantee it. And this is why Democrats look so stupid, because instead of turning around and going, well, you know what, there are people in these communities who have real concerns and we need to address them and deal with it and make their communities safer, they lose their minds over a meme on the internet. And this is why people don't take this party seriously. This is why they don't take Democrats seriously. So here's Eric Swalwell. Take a listen.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweets, protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio, because he goes down some crazy rabbit hole, completely debunked that aliens are eating pets. My God, are you okay, Mr. Chairman? Because last year, for a very long time, you tweeted and promoted Kanye West as he was calling for genocide against the Jews, and you kept it up. And now when we have victims coming here, you're tweeting this nonsense. I don't know why you would do this. I hope you're okay. I don't know if the aliens who are eating your ducks are in the room with us right now, But, Mr. Chairman, this is a serious issue. These people have loved ones who have been lost, and you tweeted this.
Wow. He's really, really, really upset by this. He's really upset. I mean, I'm telling you, this guy is upset. Wow. And the physical part of it, too. Shaking his head, holding his head, physically just his body just going into convulsions.
I like when he dramatically paused and dropped his head.
Put his head into his hands. Just why? Why is an AI generated image like making you that upset? Like, let's be real.
Also, you know the rule. If we play Eric Swalwell, you have to pay the Swalwell tax. Yeah.
That's your rule. You are the executive producer. You outrank me apparently. So
enjoy.
Go ahead.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
Yeah, that's just shameful. It's outrageous. Grow up. Seriously, grow up. Grow up.
It's
You're a Harvard-educated man. It's outrageous.
It's funny every time.
Funny every time. I think that's why he's so upset. He's so backed up. You know, that's why he gets so angry over this stupid meme with the cat and the duck. Because he's so freaking backed up. Give that guy a salad. He needs some fiber. He needs an enema is what he needs. That's what he needs. I'm telling you. You ever get real backed up like that? It hurts all over you, cranky. Oh. That's what it is. So then you're all back, you're backed up, and you're not feeling good, and you're not regular. He needs that yogurt that Jamie Lee Curtis always advertises for, you know? And you're backed up, and you're not happy, and then all of a sudden you see a meme of Trump holding a duck and a chicken, or whatever the hell it is, and then a cat and a duck, and you lose your mind.
We should send Eric Swalwell some Activia.
We should send him some Activia and some Metamucil and be like, here, big guy, this is what you need to feel better, okay? This is what you need. Now there's all these memes. People are like, Libs of TikTok just created a meme of Donald Trump holding a gun with a bunch of armed cats behind him holding guns. And now, like, Swalwell has just opened himself up to become an even bigger idiot than he was 5 minutes ago. Because now everybody's just making memes with Eric Swalwell and cats and ducks just to trigger the guy. It's fantastic. In fact, I'm looking at his Twitter account right now, and people are just spending their day. It's like everybody in America stopped working and started sending Eric Swalwell memes of ducks and chickens and cats and Trump. It's great. What they really should be sending him is Xlax. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here today. Joe's in Bordentown. He has a thought on the debate. Yes, Joe. Joe, you there?
Yes, I am.
What do you want to say about the debate tonight, sir?
You know, they're only allowed to have water at the debate.
Yeah.
When Harris Biden took office, the price of water was $4.63. It is now $5.93 for water.
Yeah, that's why I only drink vodka. You know what I mean? Because it looks like water, and you can get away with it at work, but it's basically the same price at this point.
And the other thing is, you know these Canadian geese?
Yeah.
Maybe the illegals, they could eat them. That would be doing us a favor.
I hate Canada geese. I do. I hate them. And mostly I hate them because I believe they are Canadian. I know people say they aren't, but I think they are, and I think they're all Justin Trudeau's little...
They're a real pain in New Jersey. So have the illegal aliens, they could shoot them with bow and arrows and eat them.
Oh, you see, now you can't say that, Joe. Now you're going to have another meme of Eric Swalwell protecting Canada geese with armor. So, Joe, thank you for the call. I appreciate it very much. Have a good day. 855-839-1210. You can't advocate geese killing. That's like a federal crime in New Jersey. I'm serious. When they cross the street, don't run them over. They'll have Phil Murphy and his brute squad will be coming all after you. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to check in with David Urban at 5 o'clock, the latest on Pennsylvania. What does he think about the state of the race at play right now? And another question, too, as we head into debate night in America tonight, and I'm still waiting if you have a particular kill shot that you think the Kamala Harris campaign is going to use. Another question is Trump going to push back on all of her policy flips, all the flips that she's had, and she's had so many of them. But here's an interesting point. NBC News asked the White House, how do you explain mentioning Vice President Kamala Harris more in official communications since July 21st? It's like the White House is purposely trying to tie Kamala Harris to Joe Biden. Why are they trying to do that? I'll give you my theory on that straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Trump's touchdown in Philly a short time ago on his way to the big debate tonight. Kamala Harris, of course, has been holed up in a room, not talking to any other human beings except for the person who's playing Trump the entire time. I want to play this clip for you. You know, Bill Maher occasionally gets it right, occasionally gets it very wrong, but he also gets it right. Now, why do I play this? I'll tell you the reason why, because I get asked this question a lot. He reaches a different audience than I do, and it's an important thing that he reaches this other audience. It's very important. And this is the key point that is worth noting here. We live in this crazy time where people get information from a variety of different places. And when somebody like Bill Maher, who reaches a different audience and say, I do, makes a point, then he's reaching other people and then hopefully opening up their eyes too. Now, look, I don't know why Bill Maher is not backing Trump. I really don't. I mean, considering how critical he is on the Democrats and their attack on free speech, the nanny state, COVID, lockdowns, how they are constantly trying to tell us how to live our life and control our life. I mean, everything else. Why Bill Maher does not see that, it's because of his own personal hatred of Trump. But I actually have hope for him. I really do. I have hope that maybe he will see the light at some point. Because you cannot tell me that a guy who is a stalwart defender of freedom of speech thinks that Kamala Harris would be okay. I can't believe that. And to prove of that, he went after liberals who are attacking Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and talking about the ugliness of that. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his wife, actress Cheryl Hines, were on Friday's edition of Real Time. And there's an actor named Bradley Whitford, who you've seen in a number of different shows. He was in The West Wing. Very, very good actor, talented actor. But he went after Cheryl Hines. He went after Cheryl Hines, and I think it's, you know, this is the age we live in now, which is that, oh, I don't like your politics, so I hate you and I want to destroy you. And I don't see that done by people on our side. I really don't. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I just personally don't see it. And my opinion is, if you have a different political opinion than I do, you're wrong, but it's OK. I'll have a beer with you. Look, my wife's family, as you know, is quite lefty. And her brothers, I love those guys. They're great guys. And I hang out with them all the time. Now, one of them does not see eye to eye with me on many things politically. I don't care. We still hang out. We have a great time together. I'm not going to destroy a friendship or my family over politics. However, I have family members that have been very different to me ever since Donald Trump showed up on the scene. Of course, it doesn't help that I was part of the whole Trump campaign at some point, so they kind of blame me for it in some ways, which is stupid because he would have been fine without me. But I can't understand that. I can't understand that. That whole idea of, yeah, you like Trump, I hate you, you're backing Trump, you're dead to me. Like, it doesn't seem like it's on our side. It really does seem it's something the left throws at us all the time. And I'm sure you've experienced it in your life. I'd be shocked if you hadn't at some point. So anyway, here's Bill Maher ripping liberals who are attacking Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for his support of Donald Trump. Cut 15.
I like Bobby and always will. And there are things he has been right about that no one else would touch. But yes, I also think he's weird. I couldn't support him for president. His wife is Cheryl Hines, who Larry David was quoted as describing as the best person I've ever met. The one person in Hollywood who doesn't have a single enemy. Well, now she does. Because she didn't throw her husband under the bus when her husband made a decision about something which she's made plain she disagrees with, but that didn't satisfy the obnoxious posers on the aforementioned far left. Thousands tweet screamed at Cheryl things like, how do you live with yourself? Do better. I can't even enjoy the episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm with you in them anymore. It's no wonder Larry divorced you. Yeah, that's a character on TV, but okay. The tweet that got the most attention was from actor Bradley Whitford, who wrote, "Hey, Cheryl Hines, way to stay silent while your lunatic husband throws his support behind the adjudicated rapist who brags about stripping women of their fundamental rights. Gutsy. Great example for the kids, profiling courage." Yeah. Well, you know what I think is not gutsy? Mansplaining to a woman, but of course not to her face. How she should sacrifice her marriage. Also, you could read something on Twitter that met with your approval. You want to know why I have a bug up my ass about the left more than I used to? It's like this. There's an ugliness they never used to have. The liberals I grew up respecting, none of them are like this. Going after the wife, even the mafia doesn't do that. There's a lot of people these days who I call liberals in theory. In theory, they hate bullying. Terrible. In practice, their attitude is, it's not bullying when I stick your head in the toilet.
Good for him. Good for him for saying that. All right, we got a big show still to come. It's debate night in America tonight. Your thoughts on, do you think Kamala Harris will be able to fire the kill shot against Trump? Do you think that's something she'll be able to do tonight? I don't, as I've explained, but we'll talk more about it straight ahead. 30 minutes of nonstop talk. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.